What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
All right, we're just going back to the classic.
I think he went back to his bag of tricks.
Let's just make it a nice and easy, a little smooth jazz.
Yeah.
Nobody does more poopas than you.
and the whisper voice.
Yeah.
I am in need of a good poopa right now. So
this show might end up being shorter.
Yeah, I'm going to have to run now, take a poopa.
Now, I hope you know we don't have the time to like cut and let you go to the bathroom. So if you have to go, you got to go, like, and we'll keep doing the show.
Okay, that's fine.
And then any audio that comes through, and then you're back.
I wish we had, you know, wireless microphones so I could take you with me, a real experience, you know, a 3D environment.
Welcome in, Spitballers, episode 279. Would you rather on the show today?
Who cares about that? What's the real segment?
Well, we're doing a draft, a candy store battle royale.
Who cares about awesome, my favorite battle royale drafts? What's the real segment?
We got Liar Liar on the show today, which I found out this morning is very stressful for Al to prepare.
He cares too much about winning.
Oh, it was stressful today?
He doesn't want... I think it's always stressful, and I think it's because...
Okay.
The more we do, the more stressful it gets.
Yeah, because we learn.
The content's drying up.
What, lies? Lies are drying up? I don't think so.
The outlandish truths.
Oh, you only have a few of them.
He's found all the surprising
You've
facts.
Lost twice, right?
I think that's correct.
So, I mean, at this point,
yeah.
I mean, you're not holding on to anything, right? We will kick it off, though, with some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Trinity from Patreon says, would you rather always have to request a password reset every time you need to log into a website? Or have to chat with an agent every time you buy something online.
Wow.
I've had a couple of websites in the past where I am in the password reset loop. It is the only way to log in, is to reset the password each time because they like...
Oh, I know why.
They like expire it.
And not only do they expire it, but you can't... There's a couple rules here that are too far, password people. Too far on your password rules. Number one. If you're telling me I can't reset my password to a previously used password, don't tell me my business. Don't tell me my business. I know what my passwords are. If I can't use a previously used password, that means I've got to reset it every time I come because I will never remember what my new password is.
Yeah.
Another stupid rule.
Get out my business.
8 characters is enough. If you tell me I got to be 10 characters,
wait
stop
a minute.
It.
He just let a little secret go.
Yeah, but it's
he knows his main
it's
one
under
is 8.
10. No, it's just under 10.
Yeah.
So that's a big problem. I could name one more, but if I name the next one, I feel like you'd just be guessing my password.
he's gonna say he doesn't want special characters. There's
no way
that's not it.
We'll see.
And
but
when they say use a special character.
I hate it when they can't use your first and last name in order as the password.
Followed by your birthday.
I want a poll of this room. Required special character. Anybody not use an exclamation point?
It's always an exclamation
point. I'm an exclamation point.
Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah.
Every single word
all
six
the deucers,
for six.
All the deucers are nodding over there.
It basically says, put an exclamation point at the end of this password and then you can do it. Come on. Just let us name. Just let us have our passwords. It's
if
not,
we get hacked, it's our fault.
It's 100% our fault, and it's not like when we were younger and growing up, and internet was new, and it was like a password was like people just didn't know how to make a password.
That's when your password was password.
Exactly. Back in the day, it's like your password was password, and then people came out with all the
now it's password exclamation point
with a capital P.
P.
Oh, yeah. But it's like. You know, people came out with rules to help because people were using stupid passwords. But now it's like, we know what we need to do for, just let me make my password and get out of the way. And then let's go a step further. Stop telling me that my password has been leaked. Every time
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. If I click the button once and say, okay, I got it. I know I'm still continuing. then just stop making that pop-up come up every page.
Jason has a lot of password-related thoughts.
I do.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, have you ever done the password, like, life reset? Like, or like maybe you've used one for 10 years,
yes.
And you're like, you know what? From this point on, I'm going to this other one I'm going to use forever.
I've got three.
You're at three?
I've got three passwords.
I think I'm on my fourth now.
Oh, congratulations.
But I'm on my third.
It might be my third.
Yeah. I'm on my third, and then it depends because it's like I've got like the low, medium, high. You know what I
yes,
mean?
Yes,
where it's like, does this
so
website
you prefer the low?
Does this website matter? Nah. Yeah, you can log in. That's my OG. Just use my crappy one. I don't care. You can log in. You can't do anything here. And if you find this password, whatever, you're going to get into a bunch of stupid places that don't matter. Then I got my medium. Okay, that's like, you know,
DoorDash.
Don't get it. Well, yeah, that's special.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's your
that's the generated password.
Yeah, don't, you know, that's like my fantasy football league or whatever.
Oh, that's your medium?
Yeah, that's my medium. And then you got the high, you got the like, okay, now we're
bank
serious.
Accounts.
This, yeah, exactly. This is where like you don't leak it. Just let me be in charge of my passwords, password people.
That I mean, it's an interesting take. You've got strong opinions. You've lived a lot of years with passwords.
Based on some of these conversations we're having, we share a lot of these same experiences, and it's time to just grow up with passwords.
I tend to agree. If you're going to get me, you're going to get me. That's kind of my policy. By the way, do any of you have parents like my own who it's not – there's no Google sheet they save the passwords in, which is like that's your stage one.
Yeah.
There's no password manager in the browser. That's your stage two. And then you don't use like a one password system. They use the yellow legal pad that they've had for 15 years. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if it is an account they never get into that you would need to go look it up, or it's the most basic account you've ever heard of, like their Gmail. They're going to the other room to get the yellow notepad.
Wow. They still don't know
single time.
They don't save it in the browser at all?
No. Too advanced.
Wow.
It is like, I'm like, what's your Gmail? I need, like, maybe I'm over there helping. What's your Gmail? I need to log you in. They both leave the room. They're both looking for the pad of paper that's got the notepad on it because.
And then they come back and just say something like.
Oh, they'll come back with a notepad and it'll have like, four different passwords
because they've had four different times
for the same thing. But so you've trained your parents on like password managers or?
I haven't trained my parents on password managers. I just don't know their password habits. I don't.
Also, their Wi-Fi password is the one printed on the bottom of
the
router, no matter what.
That's
no matter whether
it's
hard to memorize or not, that is the password.
Like, you know you can change that, right?
Oh, gosh, no. All right, so, I mean, reset it every time or chat with an agent. Now, am I chatting with a real agent or am I chatting with an AI agent?
I believe all real agents have been fired. I believe AI has taken their jobs and you are chatting with an AI bot.
I'm going to say that this AI bot responds like a live agent where you
so I'm not waiting to get to this person. I'm not like 20 minutes or the 20
person. No, but you are waiting for every response where you respond immediately to their question. They go answer about 10 other
chats. Is like a real person.
Yeah. It's timed. It might be AI, it doesn't matter. It's still
I'm doing that one. The more time you take between when you want to buy something and you actually buy it, better decision you make.
This
is my filter. This is my filter on impulse buying.
Now, keep in mind, this is every time you buy. This is just Amazon.
Yeah.
Every time you check out at Amazon, you got to pull up a chat.
Maybe
bot.
I don't need those underwear. I don't know. I'll figure it out over the next 20 minutes of waiting to get confirmation from Susie the AI.
But then
when
you decide that you do need underwear, you got to tell Susie about it.
Yeah, I do have to tell. But she's AI.
It's going to be big bulk buys.
Everything's
just going
to
be.
Because you won't want to do it a bunch.
Just put it in the cart. Put it in the cart and I'll be back.
I can't do the password reset, man. I can't do that every time.
That reminds me of another question. Do you guys deal with. So do you have a shared Amazon account for your household?
Yes, and I know where you're going, man.
Does your spouse just fill the shopping cart and just to leave it there?
Mm-hmm.
And like, we're going to think about this.
Mm-hmm. Brothers. Separate accounts.
So you have a separate account.
You bet your bottom dollar we do. Now, they're family connected.
Right.
But my cart is my cart. It is my precious cart.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you're going to need to get on that.
I'm going to do that tonight.
Yeah.
I am so sick of not being able. Like, I'm a buy it now guy. Okay, so I'm on
so
a product.
So you want to click the buy now button.
I don't need that extra step. I'm not putting it in my cart. But
yeah,
sometimes,
you are a buy it now guy.
But sometimes I know I'm going to get three things.
Yes.
And so it's like I don't want to get three boxes at my door. I want to just put them all in a cart and check out. So I go add to cart. There's 32 things in my cart. What?
So what do you do then?
Well, then you have to go to web. You can't do this on the
what?
Phone.
What? You guys both know the tricks?
We have to.
Because you're both saying it with sadness.
Because on web, you can deselect and select items
in
your cart.
They've updated. So now it's you can buy everything in the cart or deselect everything in the
cart.
Are
you shared cart or joined cart, Al?
I'm with Jason and Mike on this one.
And it happens to you.
Shared cart. Oh, yeah. It's
brothers,
the worst.
Go to family management. Family management. Get that thing set up.
All right.
Fix your life. Because you're in trouble.
Then I could also stop buying my wife's birthday presents with a company Amazon account.
Yeah, you should stop doing that too.
I use my own card, but I do use your account.
That's not what you just said.
Yeah.
And the interesting. Truth shall set you free.
So very relatable, both of these situations. I'm going to do the filter on buying. I don't want a password reset every time.
Both of these stink, but I don't want to talk to a chatbot every time I buy something. And this says only
a password reset is the worst, though. Like, you have to click reset. Sometimes you get the email. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it goes into the junk filter.
Here's the thing.
Sometimes
here's
it takes 15 minutes.
Yeah.
The question says, every time you need to log into a website. It doesn't say every time you use a website that has a login. So I feel like you're
saved inside of the login?
Most of my sites that I go to, I mean, I probably log into a site once a day, and that'll suck to have to go password reset. But I feel like right now I already do that once every other day. So this isn't going to be that big a burden. I'll have password reset.
All right. Mike, you on the...
I'll do the chat.
I'll just start making sure I click that remember me button.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Jason from the website, would you rather solve a mystery or rewrite history?
Well, it rhymes.
It's DuckTales, man.
Yeah, it is. You don't remember that from...
No, is that really a...
Yeah, that's the lyric.
Solve a mystery. Or rewrite history,
DuckTales. Woo!
Okay. Everyone's turning
I just didn't
this
know the.
Now.
I only knew like the DuckTales.
The DuckTales. I knew the DuckTales or the woohoo.
Let's make it quick. I'll go with rewrite history.
Really?
Yeah, I can. I don't need to solve a mystery.
But if you rewrite history, no one will actually know that you have rewritten history.
That's
only you will know.
I'll know.
That's enough.
I'll know when the Phoenix Suns are 8-time NBA champions.
Hmm. I was just about to say, why would you want to rewrite history?
I think I answered it just now.
Dang.
Cardinals are Super Bowl champs again.
Or you know,
yeah, I'm
like,
rewriting history, bro. I'm rewriting.
I mean,
history.
And also bad stuff gets better.
I was gonna say there's
also bad stuff in the world.
There's also been terrible things in the world that maybe you could have prevented.
But the thing is
you don't know if it would work.
You're not preventing it, right? If you rewrite history,
just happens to a different tower.
No, but.
Like bad things are going to happen.
That doesn't mean you're changing it,
right?
Like if you rewrite history and some bad, terrible thing in the past, you write that it didn't happen. That didn't change whether it happened. That's a bad thing. I don't think I want to rewrite history.
You could rewrite yourself out.
Why would I want
to
write myself?
I'm not saying you want to. I'm saying what if you?
I could write you out of history.
What if you butterfly effect write yourself out of history? You go back and you change something, and all of a sudden, your great grandparents never met.
Oh, because everybody. Okay, yeah.
Every action is an equal opposite reaction.
I'm just solving mysteries, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for answering so quick.
You're welcome.
I'm solving the mystery, so I can get some credit.
Yeah, I'm doing
here.
That one now. I changed. Sasha from Twitter, would you rather accidentally and unknowingly go live on IG while doom scrolling on the toilet, or while arguing with your wife? So wait, you're. Okay, so you're accidentally going live on IG.
You're scrolling on the potty,
or you're
in an argument.
So do you want the world to see you in your special place or in a marital
fight? Is there something that gets revealed about you if someone sees your algorithm?
I don't think they get to see the screen. They just see your face.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just like taking it
you're
in.
You're just
but
taking
it's obviously
it,
in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're, I'm taking it in while I'm Taking it out.
Taking it in while you're taking it out.
They can also hear everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And for me, I'm probably shirtless. You know, if
you're a shirtless pooper?
I always take my shirt
come
off.
On.
To
poop.
No.
Oh, come no. on. Dude, that's no. George Costanza stuff.
This is my boys. At what? Home.
Both of them?
What?
My boys, not just shirt.
What?
Oh, yeah.
They go naked poops?
Dude, this is full nude poops.
What?
Yes.
I can't have these socks on. I'm pooping.
It's, how much of an outrageous? They can't go over a quick.
He pluralized this, Andy.
I know.
He said, "My boys, this
yes,
is more
both
than
of
one."
Them.
So the
both
second
this
one followed.
Sounds like a parenting
sounds
problem.
Like the second one that followed the first one that followed the father.
Yeah.
No. I'm a shirt on and everything.
He wears his pants. It's like I am sick of them getting naked. Watch this.
I'm butt flap only.
So wait, what if they're in a public environment? Then are there a pile of clothes down by the door?
If it's in public. The older boy will do whatever is he has to do to not use the bathroom.
Because he wants to get naked to go poop.
Because he will only use the public toilet in a dire emergency.
But in that emergency.
In the emergency, I believe
will
he will just
come
go.
Off?
Now, the youngest.
Oh, he's.
Shirt's coming off. It's coming over the door. Dad, watch my shirt.
Come
oh my
on.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah.
What?
How is this? When
that
did you,
can't be real, but I know it
you
is.
You
got to
correct this early, man.
It's too
like
late.
The first time you saw it, you needed to say, "Put your clothes back on."
It's too. He needs to be free.
I get that shirt. I
feel the wind.
I throw it in the other toilet. I say, "You take your shirt off. You then this is what you get. Next time, don't take your shirt off."
You then you're carrying around a shirt that's been in a toilet.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm making him wear it.
He is.
You get out. Put your shirt on.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
okay,
I
would, but back to you. You're a shirt off pooper.
I'm not a shirt off pooper. But usually,
it's not a flattering angle.
I wake up.
Oh man, you're saying the phone?
Yeah, the doom
scrolling.
Yeah,
the chin.
Angle. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's going to be exaggerated.
I'm sorry.
It's already bad.
Understanding is IG Live adds like 25 pounds, so don't. This isn't me.
And theoretically, you'd have maybe if it's a bad day, a little bit of straining.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And maybe you don't even know you're live, and they're gonna.
Well, you don't. That's the question.
Okay.
Unknowingly.
But yeah, I'm just saying.
Purposely.
Well, I'm saying on the phone.
It's me
you don't
IG.
Notice that. I was saying if you accidentally went live.
W is in the chat.
But then once you're live, you realize like, oh, I'm
that's,
live
on
the pooper. But
that's a funny IG channel in general would be.
Just
somebody that does the doom scrolling on the toilet, that angle, but always claims they're doing something else. It's like, hey, it's just me again. I'm just hanging out. I'm just hanging out on the couch.
Oh man!
Just sat down for a meal.
Yeah, just another day, just chilling in the backyard.
I'm just at the office getting some work done.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah. To answer the original question, I meant that I was shirtless because usually when I wake up, I go straight to the toilet.
Okay.
I try to.
So
I
you
try
sleep
to squeeze
shirtless.
One out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. You're not a shirtless sleeper.
No.
I was for years and years and years, and I changed.
The nips got sensitive?
What is this? What is today? What is wrong with today's show? This is the last one. No, I just realized that like some temperature regulation stuff was better with the shirt on.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like
I can every once in a while in the winter.
Yeah,
maybe I do a shirt.
And it's like I don't know. So when you get up and you like go. Have your coffee? Is your shirt still off?
No.
Is your shirt off all morning?
No.
So it was
first thing I do is I pick up the clothes that I have thrown from the bed onto the floor because I'm not going to put them away. What's that all about?
You're getting into bed.
Yeah. So I just that's my morning clothes. Morning clothes are yesterday's clothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then they go in the hamper once you shower.
That is correct.
Interesting. Now
I'm curious. I want to know these morning routines.
I have a sleeping shirt and sleeping pants or shorts.
Really? So when you go to bed, you get into ones every day.
Yeah, they're like pajamas, but I mean, it's just shorts and a shirt.
Okay.
Real cozy shorts, though. Like they actually are more comfortable.
Wait, so you sleep in shorts?
Yeah.
Oh,
is it like a?
I used to sleep in just my underwear.
Yeah. So,
but it changed.
It's a pajama material. It's not like basketball shorts
or
sweat
like,
shorts.
Fuzzy? Is it fuzzy and warm?
It's like a real just cozy, cottony pair of shorts.
You're like, okay.
Like you could play basketball in them if you wanted to.
In
but
a pinch?
Not, in a pinch. But that was actually part of the thing I liked was that then I wake up and I don't have to do nothing. I could just walk out of the room. Someone comes knocking on the door. A kid needs something in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I get that.
Like the middle of the night kid situation. I gotta go run out of there, or I have to go find clothes.
It's not the most flattering trying to solve an emergency.
My morning is solved by a robe, so I'm sleeping.
You go robe.
I go the softest robe you wouldn't even.
Oh, I have no doubt.
It's luxury, brother.
All right,
John Hammond.
But it's no expense on this robe. Yeah, go to the bathroom, and then grab the robe. I usually turn my shower on, go wake the kids up, come back to a more steamy room.
So you're a quick. You're a quick shower.
Yeah,
I'm like, I do my whole coffee routine and everything before I ever shower.
Yeah, I'm that way too.
Shower's the last thing I do before I come to work.
Yeah.
Oh, usually. Shower's what wakes me up, gets me going.
Okay, all right.
And when you said quick shower, I'm quick to the shower.
Yeah, not the shower itself.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. We
already know about
he
that.
He doesn't want people to think that
right.
He's not just spending a year's worth of salary
I
on his water bill.
I don't want to be IGing an argument with my wife.
No, that has to
that's
be
out. There's no chance. I'd rather you watch me poop.
Just so everybody knows, I've never argued with my wife.
No, me neither. But theoretically,
Mike, ever? Never no. Once. You've no, been married how long?
Almost.
She's
18.
Argued with me. 18. But...
So collectively, we've got like 60 years.
Yeah.
Zero arguments.
Yeah, that's how you do
and
it.
Unless we accidentally go on IG, you will always believe that.
All right, Al. Do we need to move on, or do you want one more?
Let's move on.
All right. We'll do that after this quick break. Hey, friends, as Mother's Day approaches, you've probably been thinking about connecting with your mom or your grandmother. You don't want them to miss one moment of your life or your kids' lives. I know for me, it's sharing moments of like my daughter playing in her softball league or us taking trips up north. There's so many things that we'd love to share with our moms, our grandmoms. Day-to-day life, events, day trips, vacations, and guess what? You can share every moment with the Skylight Frame. It's the perfect Mother's Day gift. The Skylight Frame is a touchscreen photo frame that your whole family can upload photos to, and they appear in seconds. You get to share your favorite moments with the people that matter to you most. It is the perfect gift for your mom, for your grandmom. They can stay connected. They can see those special moments. They can see those special pictures. And this thing, it's really cool. It sits on the counter or wherever they want to put it. It looks like a real photo frame. It adds a beautiful touch to your home, has great style, holds thousands of photos. They rotate, they pop in as you email the frame so that they stay connected with you. And as a special limited time offer for our listeners, you can get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/ballers. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/ballers. Mother's Day is coming up, so order today to get 15% off your purchase at skylightframe.com/ballers. Take it from me. It is an awesome product. You definitely want to check it out. That is skylightframe.com/ballers. All right, we are jumping into another fabulous game of Liar, Liar, Al Borland, who has... We hope lost the step when it comes to preparing these. Hopefully the stress is real. Let's, I didn't hit the drop, did I?
Not yet.
Now I am.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Now we're in Liar, Liar.
Yeah.
All right. Three rounds, two truths and a lie. We'll see if we can defeat the ever evil, deceptive Al Borland. All right, round one. The Dixon. Okay, what are you? How do you pronounce?
Ticonderoga? Did you read the last one?
I read the last one. We'll I read there. The third one. Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll get there.
Ticonderoga.
All right, the Dixon Ticonderoga Company once released a line of left-handed pencils. Despite being identical to the normal pencils, this new product increased sales by 18%.
Marketing is everything.
That does make sense. In the 1840s, here's the second one. In the 1840s, it was considered childish to smile for pictures, so photographers would encourage subjects to say prunes, like we now say cheese, in order to keep their mouths shut or taut.
Taut.
And the opposite.
Prunes.
Prunes.
But how does prunes. That?
That's the lie. And the third one says the opposite of warmth is coolth. Oh, that's the lie. Come on, man.
The opposite of warmth is cool. That's redonkulous. The opposite of warmth is cool.
I mean, don't you like putting on a jacket with some nice cool?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. When I read that, Coolth.
Which,
but I look, I'm going to say this because I feel like this is fair game. We are playing a game.
Yeah.
We're looking for any angle.
Prunes. Prunes.
But I don't currently have a red squiggly line under the word Coolth.
Wow.
No, I don't either.
And I would expect to have a red squiggly line under the word Coolth if it was spelled wrong.
But it does have a yellow line for me.
Oh, well, you must have a yellow line
with Grammarly.
Grammarly Plus over there.
So it's telling
nerd, someone's paying for the sub. You've been outed.
I don't think I'm paying for a
Grammarly. Oh, yes, you are.
I don't
are.
Think I have a Grammarly sub.
I'll bet you do.
I don't have a yellow line.
I don't either.
By the way, if you don't have one, that just means you're dumber because that means you don't know your grammar problems.
Wait, but you don't know it.
Yeah, you're the one paying people to tell you, nerd.
All right, when I mouse over Cool, it says it's a premium suggestion and I don't have access.
Oh, all right.
Okay, all right.
I don't have access to see more in Grammarly.
Okay, all right. Mm.
So here's...
I'm doing the prunes one. I'm going with my instincts. I think that's a lie.
I'm going with the prunes one as well because in the 1840s... Why did you just hit your head on the microphone?
I didn't mean to.
Jason just hit his own head on the microphone?
Did it startle you?
It did. Yeah. Because I just dropped my head down.
Yeah.
And my hat bill smacked into the microphone, and I guess I forgot I was wearing a hat.
So my reasoning is, back then,
the cameras took a while, right?
Yeah. Did we have the quick...
We didn't.
The quick exposures.
Nah, man. Nah, I'm with you.
You had to
That's
sit
exactly
there
my logic.
All right, I'm going with that one.
The reason they didn't smile is because they had to just sit there for a long time.
Right.
For the exposure. I'm going with the prunes.
It's considered childish to smile for pictures. So photographers would encourage them to say prunes.
Prunes. Prunes. Prunes. No, that doesn't help nothing, man.
No. What is the whole point of it?
You would just say shut up.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
so
don't say anything.
Just close your mouth.
Like in the 1840s, prunes could have been funny. Prunes is funny now.
Yeah, but it's a matter of what is the shape of your mouth. Like when you say cheese, it kind of puts you in a smile.
Cheese.
That is why. Yeah. Say cheese.
I mean, I'm not saying I can't say it without smiling.
My cheeks don't go up when I cheese. Cheese.
No, you have to say cheese the way everybody say cheese. Cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, Mike, you have to smile when you say it.
Right, but that's just, I'm saying that the word has nothing to do
You're
with
like,
the smile.
Cheese.
I was
all right.
This game. I apologize if this isn't the lie, because Den Owl wins on round one. But I believe it the same too. I think it's the prunes. So all three of us are going chickens counting eggs in a basket. What is the lie? Oh.
The lie was Dixon Ticonderoga pencils.
Okay, that's fine. At least it wasn't the Coolth.
Yeah. How upset were you when I noticed the squiggly line under the...
I was confused because both Josh and I do have a line under it.
Oh,
but
wow.
I didn't want to point that out and lead anything, but it Weird. Is it is the word. Feel free
if
to Google
If I had a red line
point.
Under there, I would have gone, well, that's...
Mine
that's
is a blue squiggly line. I don't know what that means. That's what Josh is...
So did you make up Dixon Ticonderoga?
No, that's a real pencil company.
Yeah, you know, Ticonderoga's are the yellow pencils.
Yeah.
Like
really?
Your number two pencils, yeah.
Well, all right.
Well, we're playing
this
against
isn't
each
like
other
a
now.
Lie where like the new product line increased sales by 13%, right?
No, there was no left-handed.
It's
line
not
of
Dixon
pencils.
Ticonderoga. I added Dixon. It's just Ticonderoga.
All right, this is stupid. Round two. Before anyone had heard of him, Bill Nye quit his job as an engineer at Boeing to be a stand-up comic after winning a Steve Martin look-alike contest in 1978.
Okay.
I think that's true.
That feels true.
I think he did try stand-up, I think.
I know he did stand-up, and he seems like someone that would try to look like Steve Martin.
And Steve Martin and him kind of, I mean, young Steve Martin looked more like him. All right. A Swedish man received disability benefits for his addiction to heavy metal music, claiming he couldn't function without attending at least 300 concerts a year, and because of this, couldn't possibly hold down a job.
Oh, please be true.
The Swedes, I think that might be true, too.
His addiction to heavy metal music, he received disability funds for that. so that he could go to enough.
That sounds like sweet.
Heavy metal for your health.
Third one. Every time there is a crew change on the International Space Station, they participate in the Space Olympics, where the astronauts compete in zero gravity games, including synchronized space swimming.
I'm going lie.
Yeah,
lie.
That's the clear lie. They're not doing synchronized space swimming.
Lie. Tell us the truth now.
You guys got that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Daggummit.
Why'd we screw the first one up?
I feel like game theory, I should have gone for the other one.
All right. Round three. So we're all tied. We can still, you know.
You can game theory here, Jay.
All right.
Round three. A town in Italy has a festival where they throw oranges at each other, reenacting a historical battle with citrus fruit instead of weapons.
Oh, I hope that's true.
Fact number two, the first concept of the modern-day treadmill was created as a torture and interrogation device. Subjects would have their hands bound to the machine while the interrogator was in control of the drive belt. So it would make them...
Have to run?
Yeah, but like if you run too fast, you fall down. And
not if your hands are tied.
I know. I was thinking that, yeah. And the third one, there's a unique species of ant found in only New York City called the man hat ant.
Oh, baby. The Manhattan? Oh, that's too stupid to be the made-up lie. Like, it's so stupid.
I don't know, man.
That I don't think Owl would be confident enough in writing.
But he might be thinking we got the first two ones right, so we'd think that. About the third one, I'm going treadmill lie.
Treadmill lie. So the one with the Italy and throwing oranges. Where's the place that does the tomatoes? Have you seen that?
I believe that's
Spain. No, I don't know.
I'm thinking of the comedy show with the little bear.
What?
Waka waka.
Oh, with Fozzie Bear? Yeah. No, there is a
boom
town,
baby.
There's a town that does this. I don't know if they're not reenacting.
But they throw tomatoes.
But the whole town square gets in a giant tomato fight.
So you're thinking he might have taken that and put oranges in there.
I think that's a possibility.
Or use that as, let me just make something.
Right, the basis.
Another country. Here's my issue with that first one is they're reenacting a historical battle with citrus fruit instead of weapons. But it's like, what time frame is this? Because
prunes.
Like, is this swords? Like, or is this guns?
They're just saying that
I don't think citrus can replace either one of those weapons.
I think it's that they are celebrating a historical battle, but instead of using prop weapons, they're throwing oranges at each other.
Honestly, that would hurt
real bad. Extremely dangerous.
Yeah, that would hurt a lot.
I'm going to take the oranges as the lie.
I'm taking the treadmill as a lie.
So now,
Mike,
one of us is definitely going to, well, I guess we got to wait to see. Andy and I can't both win.
I'm going with the oranges.
Okay, so Andy,
because of the tomatoes.
So either you two won, I won, or
we all lose. Well, we've already lost. But who is the true loser?
Mike and Jason are the true losers. Andy got that one correct.
Wow. Oh, man. Feels bad.
Well, I mean, we didn't beat Al, but I beat you guys.
There's a town that does the oranges, and then there's a town that does the tomatoes.
I'm not familiar with the tomatoes.
I'd rather
be
a part of the tomato town.
The orange fight lasts 3 days.
Wow.
And, there's
until everyone dies
behind it, but yeah.
I mean, getting hit by an orange, that's like a
I was right. Yeah,
it's a problem.
The tomatoes is in Spain. What is going on over there?
It says the orange fights are between people pretending to be the Duke's men and people pretending to be Violetta's helpers.
What are they? You ever been hit in the face with an orange? I gotta imagine that's terrible.
Yeah, that's a
but
heavy
do it for 3 days, Mike. Days of orange
at least
pelting.
A tomato explodes. So it saves you. I'd rather be hit in the face with 1,000 tomatoes versus one orange, I think.
I don't think
I would take the one orange.
Yeah.
But if you were like 3 tomatoes, maybe. Yeah. But 1,000 might be a little bit too many.
Tomatoes are what they do in the like fairs.
I'd rather be shot by tomatoes from a Gatling gun.
Tomato when the person's in the stocks. Is that right?
Yeah.
Back like the medieval times, or if you're at a Ren fair, someone's in there and they're insulting you.
And you throw tomatoes at them.
You throw everything, lettuce.
Yeah. Well, lettuce? Come on. Who's going to throw lettuce?
Congratulations, Al.
You did it again.
All right, let's take a break, hit the draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we have a new home for a battle royale. We are in the candy shop. And Jason has the first pick. We are, of course, fighting to the death with anything we can find.
It's the only way to fight.
Inside the candy shop. Jason, first pick.
You lucky?
Lucky?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a clear 101 here.
I'm lying.
Okay, yeah. I was like, I don't.
There's one I want.
There's one that I want. There's two that I really want. And
you get
there's
one,
no chance that the one I'm going to take right now would ever come back to me, because it's clear. It's. I think it is a great weapon.
I think there is a 101.
But the other one I think maybe could come back to me. So I'm going to go with Jawbreakers.
Yes, that is the 101.
I mean, it's a just bludgeoning rock.
Just because of how hard they are.
It's a projectile.
It's a projectile or a bludgeon. Like, you know.
just holding it in your hand, swinging
If I'm
down.
Holding that and I'm just swinging on someone's skull.
You're not thinking of the, you're thinking of one of those giant Jawbreakers.
Yes. Yeah. Size of my fist.
But you only took a regular Jawbreaker.
No, they took the brand.
That's not the
regular Jawbreaker. You can just put in your mouth.
Really? Oh, when I think
you're
of
thinking of one that's like on a stick.
When I think of standard Jawbreaker, I think of one that is gigantic.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
And it takes you forever to even get through.
Giant Jawbreaker. Then.
Like no one. Ever...
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. Like, so you're going Jawbreaker because you can throw it. Because you can hit with
it. I can throw them. I can hit with them. They are the hardest thing known to man.
Okay.
There's a reason they're called Jawbreaker. I'm going to break a jaw with it.
No, I understand. I understand the name. All right, so you've got it. Jawbreakers as you begin your attempt to defeat the both of us in this candy store. To me, look, if you eat the candy you draft, you take away a weapon that you got, right? And you're in a candy store and you want, I mean, who wouldn't want to eat some candy?
Yeah, I do.
I am going to draft a candy cane.
It was, it
which
was
I believe is my number
I wrote
one
down.
Pick. Because I have to eat a little bit of it as I sharpen that candy cane down into
a shank.
An absolutely brutal.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
A brutal holiday shank.
You can get those things so sharp.
You really can.
You can pierce your tongue at home. With just like once you're halfway through this candy cane, just give yourself tongue ring, easy peasy.
Now, I mean, there is a bit of a delay. I mean, I can't, if you come running at me, I can't be like, hold on a second, I need to sharpen this thing. I got to get this thing going.
It's true, but you will have fresh breath.
I will have fresh breath, the holiday spirit, and a really, really sharp shank. So I'm going candy cane.
All right.
I will say in preparation for this, I wanted to know like, you know, here we are trying to do murder.
Right.
Trying to do murder.
And, you know, there's no...
Kids don't do murder.
I'm trying to stand my ground, but...
Okay, I can't wait to see your picks. But
I'm saying I'm defending myself. You're murdering.
Okay. Uh-huh. But I was like, what is, you know, what's more often used? You know, take firearms out. I thought like a bludgeon would be number one, but it's actually blades. So
yeah, the shank is going to do it.
The shank might be good. That's going to get some blood out.
And if I use it right, you might taste it too.
You're going
through the throat.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting a treat.
All right, Mike, you got two picks in a row.
I was searching for a particular candy.
Hmm.
And then I came across this one. And I thought, this is delightful because, like, sour feels like it can be weaponized. When you terms are just talking about candy, there is a Warhead Sour Spray.
Oh!
Yeah.
So you are getting maced with sour.
Yeah, I had sour candy spray because they do make those.
Yeah.
It's like a Banaka for sour freaks.
Yeah, I was looking for Banaka.
Yeah,
first
no,
of all.
that's a fair pick.
And then I got down a rabbit hole. I'm like, what happened to Banaka?
No, and that's sticky in your eyes too.
When we were kids or like teenagers, Banaka was all the
rage.
It was
super cool.
And if you're too young to know what Banaka is, it was essentially a spritz mouth freshener. It was
an aerosol, and there's no doubt that they were using whatever ozone melting aerosol chemicals they had in that thing,
and it was
probably
so strong and so minty. But it
was cool because of the actual fact you sprayed it.
Yeah. Yes. It was real hip and trendy at school. But so I'm going with the water.
I like
the Warhead
base.
Sour
it's good.
Spray.
That's nice. That wasn't not on my list.
And then for the next one, I mean, projectiles is possible. I feel like if I in a pinch, maybe I can make some kind of sticky trap. But I'm just gonna take some gumballs. Good old fashioned gumballs.
Yeah, that was actually second on my list. You can chuck them at people, yep, and then they'll trip on them.
Let's say you do the Home Alone.
It's a little marbles.
Put them all over the ground.
Yeah, they kind of are a three-use type of object. You can either trap with sticky, slip with keeping them just marbles, or projectile.
Well, then that makes my next choice a little easier in terms of my top picks. Mike, you have the sour spray and the gumballs. I've got the candy cane shank. But I'm gonna go with what I think will be a bludgeoning object, and if necessary, a shield, which is I'm gonna go gigantic lollipop.
Yep. Okay. Mm.
Gigantic lollipop.
I was hoping that it could make it back.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna be honest. There's a chance that when I bludgeon you with it, it doesn't hurt that much because I've already started to eat it.
Yeah.
So it might be smaller. Like those, huh? I've never had one in my life. But
what?
I've never had a giant lollipop because they seem unwieldy. Like,
tried one from Disneyland?
You got to put them away. I mean, you got like when you're done.
No, once that thing's open, you got to.
You can't go the whole way. That's like a multi-day project.
No, you usually keep the wrapper. You put the wrapper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just can't house one of those.
It is also a one-time bludgeoning tool because if you hit someone properly with it, that thing's going to shatter.
Yeah, it's not like a jawbreaker.
It's a one-time. So I'll use it as a shield first. I'll use it for, right, you know, if you're tossing gumballs at me or jawbreakers. But then I'm going to hit you with it.
You hit him with the lolly.
Hit him with the lolly.
I'm a good boy.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So that was my second one.
Lollies?
The giant lollipop was the second of the two picks that I was going to make here. So I know the one that I wanted early, and I figured might come back to me. That one's still there. It's the giant gummy worm. Okay?
You
know,
the disgusting,
awful albatross of something that they sell to eat. I mean, how could someone... I've unfortunately had my children receive one of these before and watched them take full mouth bites.
That thing's like a sack of potatoes you're hitting people with.
Oh, yeah. That's just...
It's got some weight.
A big old heavy noodle.
Wielding around. That's a great pick.
The giant gummy worm is going to be very good. I usually like to get some kind of a whip or...
Yeah, some kind of long...
Yep.
Like swinging.
All right. So now I've got two more that I really like.
But you only got one more pick.
And I'm just trying to decide which one could come back to me. And when I look...
So many funny options.
All right. I'm going to take the candy necklace.
Why is that?
What?
Yeah.
For fashion? You want to murder and necklace? Look good?
Okay. Do you realize how easy it would be for me to choke someone with a candy necklace?
No, I don't.
Yes, I'm going to throw this thing over your throat.
It's going to snap.
No, it's not going to snap. The insides are strong.
No, it's elastic.
I will absolutely... That thing will choke you out.
That thing will give me... It'll give me a nice little indent. I'll feel uncomfortable for a moment, and then there'll just be candy everywhere.
Oh, I will have already eaten candy. Those are delicious. Okay, so this will just be I'm just getting some string to choke you with.
All right. Okay. Look, I'm not going to argue too much with it last, does it not?
Okay.
The concept, I understand it, and that's also because of my next pick.
No!
I'm going with sweet tart ropes.
Because
I'm making a little noose or a little lasso, but I'm using them ropes. I'm stringing them together, and I'm going to use... It's a whip, it's a lasso, it's a noose, whatever you want. I'm using some ropes.
Okay.
I did have licorice ropes on my...
Yeah, man.
On my list.
My elastic is way stronger than your candy.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
This is not up for debate.
It's up for debate
remains
today.
Remains to be seen. We'll take your opinion.
One of these is easily, you just take a soft little bite and it comes off. The other one is made to be pulled and tugged and chewed through other candy and still withstand it. One of them is food.
It's you gotta believe me.
The non-food is stronger, I promise.
We'll never know. All right, Mike, it's up to you to round out your picks.
Okay. So, let's see. I'm trying. Man, you guys depleted my list a lot. Okay, I will start with. Okay, I'm going to need a lot of it, I'll just say. But I feel like I could set up at least not so much a shield, but I could hide behind it.
Okay.
A wall of cotton candy.
A wall?
It's the strongest thing known to man. It's so much stronger than your elastic.
I'm not saying you can't go right through it. I'm just saying you can't see me.
I did write cotton
candy. I'm hiding.
I wrote down a cotton candy trap. It would be sticky and messy and disorienting, and I could hide from my opponent.
Yes, thank you.
So I did agree.
It's like I'm hiding behind a cloud.
You don't know where to aim.
Just put a cup of water on it. Just, that's gone.
Yeah, but by that time, I'll be gone. You won't know.
You technically, if there's enough cotton candy, you won't know where to how to hit him in the face or something.
How much cotton candy are you
a getting? A wall. I specified a wall.
But the candy store is just so you know, they don't sell walls of cotton candy. You're going to have to build this.
That's fine. I can handle the engineering.
All right.
I can put it together. Okay. All right.
Yeah, man.
So what a warhead, sour spray, gumballs, cotton candy.
All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is falling apart.
Okay.
All right. Jawbreakers, giant gummy worm, candy necklace for Jason. I have candy cane, shank, a giant lollipop, and sweet tart ropes. Mike has a warhead, sour spray, gumballs, and cotton candy. Right?
Yep. Yes. Who's on the
Mike.
Clock?
Mike's on the clock.
Me.
Make a pick, man.
I didn't think you guys would like deplete my list.
You're out already?
I have one left, but it's doing the same thing as the sour spray, but whatever. Fine. I need some tension when you're in a fight, you need some pocket sand, so I'm gonna take some fun dip.
Okay. All right. I've got one like that, but better.
You got pocket sand?
Pocket sand is
no king of the hill.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes.
Pocket sand.
Although I think of Bloodsport.
Okay, it's the same idea.
Yeah.
But all of my stuff is just spraying you in the eyes.
All right. My final pick, guys. Look, it may come down to going bare knuckle fighting.
Oh, no.
We've eaten all the candy.
No, so
what?
I'm lining up a bunch of ring pops, and I'm using them as brass knuckles. Wow,
that's a great
what
pick.
I wanted.
Yeah,
I was between the
that's a good pick.
The candy necklace and the ring pops. Oh, I thought the ring pops would come back to me.
You played a dangerous game.
Yes,
a dangerous game and lost. All right, how many picks do I have left?
Just one. Thank goodness.
Okay, is this the grand finale?
It is. Get us out of here.
All right. Let me see here. Of the things,
you're right.
Yeah, the things that I have left. There's only two I'm debating between. I think I'm gonna go similar to yours, Mike. I'm going for the eyes. Except you've got pocket sand. I've got like bags of sand. I'm going with the giant pixie stick. I can use this thing as a little, bludgeoning tool, slap you with it.
With a little pixie stick?
No, I said a giant pixie stick.
Oh, giant. How big are those?
They're like 3 feet.
You know more about candy stores than we do.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been there in hours.
I'm aware of it, but I also don't forget I get the little
stick.
The little candy stick.
Yeah. You're going to mash it into my face?
Yeah. I don't know.
You're going to eat that. You know it. That's the best part of the fun dip, always, was eating that candy stick. Giant pixie stick.
How big would you say it is?
I would say it's 3 feet, a yard.
Yay big?
I would say it's about yay big.
Okay. And so.
And it's full of pocket sand.
Yeah. All right. So you're saying you whip somebody with it, it breaks open, then you've got.
That's right. Then I blow it in your face.
All right. I don't know how this draft went, guys. I really don't.
What were the end teams? This was so
Jason
silly.
Has got a bludgeoning jawbreaker, a giant gummy worm, a candy necklace he's going to use to choke you with, and a giant pixie stick. I've got a candy cane shank, a gigantic lollipop shield slash bludgeon, a sweet tart rope for a noose or a whip and or a lasso. And ring pop brass knuckles. I guess they're just ring pop knuckles. There's no brass. Mike's got a sour spray to spray you in the eye with. Gumball. A bunch of gumballs.
Miscellaneous.
Cotton candy to hide behind. Or eat. And Fun Dip pocket sand. And there
so
you.
So Mike obviously did not have any leftovers from his list. Do you have anything?
No, I'm out.
Great.
I had, let me see here. I put chucking jawbreakers because I thought they were small.
Mm-hmm. They have smaller
they
ones.
They have both.
Yeah.
Laffy Taffy handcuffs. No?
No.
I thought slapping people with Skittles bags might hurt.
Just yeah. Bags
be
of
loud.
Skittles.
Bags of Skittles. I thought about a Kit Kat, and it's more of like a trick you. I'm like, hey, do you want half of this? And then when you get close, I shank you.
So it's a lure.
It's a lure. It's like I'm offering you friendship because you want a half of my
if
Kit Kat.
If you're going lure, go Reese's Cups.
Okay.
I'd rather have a Reese's Cup than a
Kit
Kat.
Yeah, but then you can't say give me a break.
My last option was candy cigarettes to give you lung cancer.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. I had an apron. You know, from like the workers that are making all the fudge and stuff.
Oh, I'll take the cash then. I didn't know that this was an option.
I'll hit you with the
just to protect from all the blood.
Cash register.
Causing from you guys.
I'll take the mop that I know they have for cleaning.
Yeah, and I had the espresso chocolate, like the chocolate-covered espresso beans.
With the power-up?
Yeah. I'm going to eat like 20 of them. And then the
just to power
lights
up.
Come up, and you're all going to... You better
okay.
You better kill me quick.
All right, Mike, you were out.
Yeah, I was out.
We're all
I was out
ago.
Four picks ago.
What did we learn today?
I learned that Mike's kids are naked poopers.
Oh,
just
man.
The boys.
Just the boys. Thank you.
I learned that Jason's the most experienced with the varieties at a candy store. That's and that cool is a word apparently.
Yeah,
I'm
I
not
mean,
sure they're not. This might be just all lies.
Say
liar, liar.
Prunes. Say prunes. That's, a,
yeah,
I guess, the thing.
That sucks.
Cool is a pleasantly low temperature. That's rude.
Cool?
That's pretty cool, man.
All right. That's it.
It's a little cool in here.
It's a little pleasant.
I want to thank all of you for choosing to spend some time with us today. Woof. And we will be back, I think. Goodbye.
Maybe. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.